I think I may want another child. But I don't want to bring it up to Mitchell and put pressure on him because he's been so adamant about not wanting one. The last thing he's thinking about is a...
nursery. Lately, I've been having stirrings, but because it was such an emotional roller coaster in the past, I don't want to bring it up unless I have some sort of indication
that we're both on the same page. That's why when Gloria asked if we'd watch Joe, I said sure. It'd be a chance to remind Mitchell how nice it is to have a baby.
Hey!
Claire Dunphy! What can I do you for?
Oh, it's not so much what you can do me for. It sounded a tiny bit prostitute-y. I'm sorry about that. Actually, I do have a tiny favor to ask.
You know, I love your family.
Oh.
I mean, Haley, our homecoming queen.
Yeah.
And now Alex winning just about every academic award.
No.
It's been an honor to teach the Dunphy children.
Well, today I'm here to talk about Luke.
Is that the science rabbit?
That's my son.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's sort of the point. I think he's feeling a little bit overlooked. I was wondering if you could just, you know... toss him one of those awards today. Just...
well, I'm afraid all of the award winners have already been decided. Yeah. Oh, but hey, if it makes him feel better, he was in the running for the Integrity Award. He just got edged out by...
Scott Wheeler? Oh, that little weasel's a narc. Halloween Carnival 2008, Miss Dunphy's grape juice smells like medicine. It was a long morning. It would mean so much to him.
Well, Claire, that wouldn't be fair.